Just has got to stop. I just had enough.
We got a president that takes border security seriously. We got a president that believes in the sovereignty in this country. We got a president that believes in the rule of law. We got a president that supports the Border Patrol and ICE. He's doing his job. So what's going on in Mexico? They're waking up. Their country, their sovereignty has been attacked. These people went through their southern border, assaulted their federal officers and their military. Mexico is finally saying enough's enough.
Some of these people that are coming into these caravans are committing crimes. We are protesting, I am protesting, that we want the government to take control.
You're listening to the Laura Ingraham Show, 855-40-LAURA. Well, here's what's happened, okay? Here's what's happened. And I'm talking about this single district court judge who is the poster child right now for judicial activism. See, we believe in judicial restraint. Power should come from the people. It shouldn't come from unelected judges. Okay, an unelected judge should not be able to change nationwide policy overnight involving no parties. Listen to this. In a quiet shift over the past 60 years, courts have gradually assumed the power to enter nationwide injunctions against federal statutes and regulations. At least some not very well defined circumstances, this has happened. The trend has accelerated dramatically in the past 3.5 years as claims of executive overreach have proliferated. Okay, the Supreme Court has not expressly ruled on the legality of these nationwide injunctions, though it has recently shown some interest in the issue. In our judgment, again, this is from the Atlantic piece from two pretty liberal law professors. In their judgment, the court should curtail the practice. It's not a partisan point, by the way. One of the professors actually is a Republican. The other is a Democrat. Before courts entered national injunctions against the Trump administration, they used them to thwart the Obama administration for his own overtime pay and its own signature immigration policy, DACA. On a legal level, they're dubious. Under the Constitution, a plaintiff must have standing in order to sue, which means she has to show that the relief she seeks will remedy an injury that she has suffered. So in this case, the ACLU is suing, brought the case in San Francisco. Well, the ACLU hasn't been affected. Individuals who are not citizens are potentially going to be affected by the president's proposed change to the rule of asylum. But this is one reason that the Supreme Court has insisted that injunctive relief should be no more burdensome to the defendant than necessary to provide complete relief to the plaintiffs. Well, again, complete relief to the ACLU, they're not a party to the litigation. They're bringing it on behalf of other people. The court oversteps its authority when an injunction does more than benefit the plaintiffs who've sued. You're listening to the Laura Ingraham Show. We'll get to all your calls on this. Judge Bork was right. These judges are out of control, and it's up to the executive branch and Congress to tame the courts. The courts need to be tamed, like, you know, the lion tamers. Joining us now is Art Arthur, resident fellow in law and policy for the Center for Immigration Studies, former immigration judge at the old INS. He's with us now. Art, your reaction to this Obama appointee striking down, at least temporary injunction granted for the next 30 days until oral arguments are heard on this change of the asylum law by the president?
Well, you made a very important point about the fact that Judge John S. Teeger is the poster child now for injunctive relief. But quite frankly, this case itself is the poster child for why injunctions should not be enforced. Judge Teeger does not appear to have any particular competence as it relates to the field of immigration. And quite frankly, he makes many statements in his decision that are counterintuitive to those of us who have practiced immigration law. I've practiced immigration law for 25 years, and yet I would never have the temerity to substitute my judgment for the judgment of an entire executive branch that has a lot more knowledge and intelligence about the movement of these individuals as they come to the United States. One of the things that he says, and this one is particularly risible, the rule assumes the knowledge that the government was proposing to restrict asylum would encourage more asylum seekers to cross illegally into the in the interim. And he completely blows that off. Now, keep in mind, Laura, these are people who have undertaken a 1,200, 1,300, 1,400-mile journey to the United States because they understand the immigration laws of the United States, and they know that if they show up with their kids, they're going to get in. Now, it's not because they've gone to Bolt Hall like Judge Tiger did, but because, you know, they have been told this by people in their communities. Look, show up with a kid, you're going to get in. I mean, we know that's what's going on. And yet, the judge deliberately institutes a temporary restraining order because he's like, look, you're not going to encourage more people to enter the United States illegally during the period that this TRO is in effect because these people are, he doesn't use the word stupid, but, you know, not competent as it relates to the immigration laws. That's completely wrong. When I was a trial attorney with the INS, quite frankly, the people that, the aliens who would appear in court would have a lot more savvy as it related to how the immigration laws applied than their own attorneys did. They would understand asylum claims better than I did. And for the judge to make this singular determination itself is enough. Nice. But even then, even worse, he supersedes the executive branch as it relates to how things will affect the foreign relations of the United States. He literally blows off the foreign relations argument that's made. Now, again, I'm sure that he was an excellent lawyer. He was a public defender. He engaged in complex litigation. He was appointed to the bench. You and I are both lawyers. It's an honorable profession. I have only the highest regard for individuals who are lawyers. But, again, the idea that in the United States, we elect individuals to make very important decisions, and then all of a sudden, a completely unelected individual steps in and says, with no knowledge of the subject matter whatsoever, to say, nah, you know, I don't really buy that. I'm going to institute a temporary restraining order, is bizarre. I mean, what other system would this be allowable? And let me just explain to you what's really at issue here, and let me put this in a context that all of us understand. If you go to your local supermarket and you go to the deli counter, you take a ticket and you wait in line to get your ham cut. Basically, what the rule says is if you go behind the counter and you start cutting your own ham or scooping your own chicken salad, you can't buy that chicken salad at the store. That's really all that this rule does. And for some reason, this judge has decided that this is such an offense in the face of law that it shouldn't be allowed.
Well, let's explain to the listeners, talking to Art Arthur, former immigration judge at CIS now. Art, explain exactly what the law is today, which is so ridiculous. Congress should have already changed it. And then explain what the president's rule change in his announcement just a few weeks ago would have meant.
Under the law, as Judge Tiger has pronounced it, if you enter the United States illegally, you can claim credible fear and apply for asylum, notwithstanding the fact that your first act in the United States is illegal.
To violate the law.
Right. What the president did was he said, listen, we want to give you the opportunity to make that claim, but we need to do it in an orderly and controlled fashion. So you need to show up at a port of entry so that we can process you mm-hmm. in an orderly fashion and hear your claims in an orderly fashion. There are a variety of reasons for that. One is because when people enter illegally, we pull Border Patrol agents off the line. You and I both know there are only 16,000 Border Patrol agents for a 1,990-mile border with Mexico. And those people work in shifts, and they work, you know, 40 hours a week. So at any given time, there are very few people on the line. Not only are they looking for people who have entered the United States legally, they're also looking for drugs and other contraband. Heroin is Mexico's the number one producer of heroin that is sold in the United States. So when we pull those agents off the line to deal with large groups of aliens, it creates a void, a vacuum in that line that is exploited by the smugglers on the other side, who also know a lot more about immigration law than the Honorable John S. Tiger. But the that's all that the president's attempting to do. And he said, if you enter illegally, you can apply for asylum, but you're not going to be eligible to apply for asylum. You're not going to be eligible. I'm sorry. You can apply for asylum, but you're not going to be eligible to be granted asylum because you have violated a presidential proclamation that says that if you, in fact, enter the United States illegally, that you will be barred from receiving asylum. And there are other bars like this. There are bars to persecutors and people who have engaged in aggravated felonies and people who can safely relocate in a third country. So this isn't, you know, some exception that has never existed in the law. And the law specifically gives the Attorney General and the Secretary of Homeland Security the ability to make exceptions like
this. Can I just say, I have to also add in this, I mean, I raised this last night on Fox, that we need a DHS secretary who's really on top of this stuff and is a persuasive leader in the public arena. And I have nothing personal against Kirstjen Nielsen. I'm sure she's a wonderful person. But I'm not feeling it from her. I'm not feeling the strength and this is what the country is going through. This is what these people are alleging and claiming. They've been coached by all these various lawyers who've flown down there. And our country must be protected, our economy, our health policy, our infrastructure. It all has to be protected by a president who's going to stay ahead of this wave that's going to keep coming into the country. But you don't have that. You don't have a leader at the top of the DHS who can make this. She needs to make the credible case. You know, credible fear. She needs to make the credible case to the American people. It shouldn't be up to the president to do everything here.
And that was the great thing about having Tom Homan when he was the acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He had come up through the system. He understood, you know, how the system worked, and he was able to convey in very simple terms to the American people, you know, the effects that this had. Again, I have nothing against Ms. Nielsen, and I know that she's staffed by very good and competent people. But again, this is an argument. We are now in the court of public opinion.
Right.
And you definitely need to have a leader at the top of that organization who is going to strongly make these points. Because quite frankly, Laura, you and I both know, in fact, the judge even says it in the order, part of his order is the border is dangerous. Yes, the border is dangerous, which is why the president is doing this. We need somebody in the administration other than the president who's able to convey that fact. 10% of all women are raped on the way to the United States. Two-thirds of people are assaulted. 7% are shot. I mean, the idea that this is a safe system or one that we should condone or that we should allow to continue is
okay,
ridiculous.
So what's going to happen? So what's going to happen here? The court, we have to wait now 30 days. Meanwhile, all these people get to come into the country. We have to wait 30 days, and you'll have the argument. I think they should make an emergency appeal to the Ninth Circuit, which, again, this also encourages forum shopping where these plaintiffs from ACLU, so forth, just go to the most liberal court. So they'll go to the Ninth Circuit. Then they're going to have to go to the Supreme Court. And the court is going to have to deal with this issue. And the way to make it happen faster is to just to defy the court order. For Trump to say, you know something, not doing it. We're not stopping this policy. Make me, and then you create a real, a real battle. But I don't think we can wait.
There's a part of me that says that that's a great idea. There's also the part of me that says that we're a nation of laws, and it's going to.
Yeah,
blow
but the
up
judges don't make the laws. The judges don't make the laws. This is what Judge Bork said, Art. That at some point the court has to be tamed, and if it's not tamed, then we're going to lose more and more of our rights, as we already see ourselves losing our rights by activist judges.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Supreme Court, when they finally get this case or they get another similar case like this, need to do what Justice Thomas suggested in the travel restriction decision, Trump versus Hawaii. They need to just take away this authority to grant these nationwide injunctions to individuals who really don't have any, knowledge of what they're talking about.
Yeah, this is, and judges should not be involved in abstract political questions. This should be a case or controversy where the plaintiff has an actual meaningful claim to be brought with a personal interest in it. It's just ridiculous.
And it should be limited to that plaintiff and not to the entire country.
No, this has to be dealt with. So, Pat Cipollone and the White House and the Justice Department, they're going to have their hands full because these judges are going to try to thwart Trump for the next 2 years. Art Arthur, thanks so much for the wisdom on all of this. We'll take a break, close out this hour. As the caravanage yesterday shut down the border. Well, the government said, no, we're going to close the border altogether. Trump could do that. He could do that. Is that what it's going to take? Don't go away.
The Laura Ingraham Show.